5, 4, command and start. 2, 1.
Welcome to space.
This is Space Wars with Ashley First. Buckle up for a battle over today's hottest space issues, only on IROC Space Radio.
Welcome to Space Wars. A friendly battle and banter over today's hottest aerospace issues making waves in our galaxy. Powered by The Captain B Show, right here on IROC Space Radio. I'm your host, Ashley First, giving you a first look at what's rockin' and rollin' our cosmic conversations. So get your debates or lightsabers ready. Get your popcorn ready, because Space Wars starts now. Today's point and counterpoint guest is the founder and CEO of Phantom Space, the author of Breaking All the Rules, who worked with post-Soviet Russia on joint missile defense programs and survived house arrest in Russia for alleged espionage. He's SpaceX's fourth ever employee and worked on their first Falcon 1 rocket. Please welcome Mr. James Cantrell.
Hey, Ashley, always good to be here and really looking forward to crossing swords with you today.
Let's go. Today's aerospace hot button issue is Russia's decision to leave the International Space Station in 2028 to build their own low-orbit space station a good or bad imminent event for the United States? Mr. Cantrell, would you like point on this in favor of Russia leaving or counterpoint?
I'll also like point.
All right, that leaves me counterpoint. Take it away.
Okay, well, first of all, Russia's departure equals less politics in space, more and better science, happier astronauts, and more room for other astronauts and tourists. It's a win-win for everybody but the Russians. And besides, it's their idea to leave. How can you not love this?
True. I'll give you that. However, if Russia's Earthling habits haven't shown restraint with firepower, I shudder to think what kind of experiments Russia would do up in space if they left and built their own private space station, like China.
Yeah.
Besides, if Russia leaves, there goes our hydrazine partner in controlling the altitude and direction of the ISS. And is the ESA or JAXA really going to step in without laps to contribute to our ISS utilities bill and resources?
Well, you never know. Maybe India and Japan will pick up Russia's hydrazine bill. They just both beat Russia to the moon with their lunar landers. Russia's leaving the ISS, and that means no more negotiating with the cantankerous nation that sometimes uses the ISS as a geopolitical bargaining chip. It's good in my view.
Touche. Nobody likes to negotiate with a cantankerous nation or schoolyard bully. Unless they come with a sweet ride. If Russia leaves the ISS, no more space carpools from the Roscosmos aboard their Soyuz rockets. No more saving $90 million per astronaut seat. It's like getting in a fight with your sibling, but you share the car. So you're forced to communicate and work together no matter how awkward or tense relations get. Sharing the ISS and rockets carpool with Russia is the one strand of compromise and open communication we have, no matter how bad the state of earthly affairs gets. What happens when you take that one dependable, symbiotic olive branch away?
Well, look, if you need an International Space Station and a $90 million carpool on a rocket to keep the lines of communication open with somebody, that's not really a good relationship. It's kind of like an ex-wife. I'd rather not be with one like that than have a toxic one. Russia leaving the ISS means we don't have to cringe when a cosmonaut poses with the flag of Ukraine's breakaway Luhansk Republic and wonder about the political tone of their space uniform or worry about anything on their side of the ISS, including coolant leaks and errant Soyuz space probes running into the ISS.
Okay, nobody likes to cringe, locked up with roommates 250 miles above Earth. Nevertheless, more independent space stations equals more office cubicles in space, which separates the nations instead of bringing us together as one humanity. This might dilute the overview effect astronauts had from sharing one space station and working together as humans, regardless of the political strife of us Earthlings down below.
Sure. But regardless, why should we stop Russia from shooting itself in the foot again? They have a long history of doing this over the last 20 years.
Prove it.
Let's see. Spitting on my shoes when Elon and I tried to buy a Astrolal rocket? Check. That just made us go build the darn thing ourselves, and we started SpaceX, so spasibo, Russia. or when they told us to go fly to the ISS on our broomsticks, and never mind that the U.S. outpaced Russian launches in 2023 by a factor of five.
What else?
Or throwing a hissy fit after the Ukraine war sanctions and keeping all the OneWeb satellites as punishment to the U.S. and thus alienating the entire world's commercial satellite customer base. Check. Or ostracizing themselves by starting the Ukraine war in the first place and the consequential sanctions. Double check. Russia may have started the space race as dominant as Ivan Drago and Rocky, but like Drago, they're going to fall. You reap what you sow. Their history of childish behavior is going to put them outside the commercial space sector for the foreseeable future.
So no olive branches left?
No.
Not even for someone who was the first to work with the Soviets on Mars Balloons prototypes in the 80s, and you survived flipping your Oldsmobile car in a desert bomb crater for this. Not even a little?
I like that, but no.
Well, it's going to be a very dry space station with no vodka and no borscht soup, if the Russians leave. Oh, saved by the bell. And now to call a truce and end things on a positive note. It's time to pay each other an intergalactic compliment or spacey pickup line for our IROC Space Radio listeners to use. What'll it be?
I think I'll do the pickup line.
All right, give us your best.
Like in the movie Heat, I would say, "Hey, babe, you've got a great asteroid."
Okay. You found the one loophole to our no profanities protocol.
Exactly.
That's what I get for sparring with a man who literally wrote the book Breaking All the Rules.
Well, you know.
Let's see, for my pickup line, I'll go with, "Excuse me, do you always shine so brightly and heat up everything around you like rarefied atmospheric molecules? Or is that just your natural UV bow shock when you walk in a room?"
I like that.
Don't try stealing it. That's all the time we have for today. Hopefully we've given you cerebral ammo or friendly debate and icebreakers to talk to that office crush or hot neighbor. Thank you for being our point-counterpoint opponent, Mr. Cantrell. Although now that we've duked it out, I feel like I can call you Jim.
Yeah, go ahead and call me Jim.
This concludes our Space Wars. Thank you for joining our friendly battle and banter over today's hottest aerospace issues making waves in our galaxy. Powered by The Captain B Show, right here on IROC Space Radio. I'm your host, Ashley First, and I've given you a first look at what's rocking and rolling our cosmic conversations.
That's a wrap, people.
That was different than anything I've ever done.